You know the case. You conducted the investigation for me. You reported to me. And I've asked you to go up and lay it on the ground in Mitchell and tell Mitchell Love Street. Only one thing that can say. I think John's got to hear that kind of talk. And I think he's got to hear it from somebody that doesn't have. I would think you bring him Rogers and tell him through all this stuff. Goddamn Mitchell will wind him around the center. But here's our problem.
If you want me to go on the road,
I think that's the matter of what you think. The message to Garcia's got to be carried.
I have a pretty good feel of Mitchell's attitude toward me that I don't have.
Well, Mitchell's attitude toward you is not going to be. First, it's going to be a better toward Rogers. It wouldn't be toward Rush.
Yeah.
But how the name of God may not. Rush is smart. And he's tough. He's a good man. And he's a man, incidentally, that we can consider. You can't argue the facts in this case. That might be Rush is a man that I would think you need, a special man in the White House. I was thinking last night that he was the best man I can think of to bring over to advise the president on this goddamn thing. And examine all the White House things. To look at all the FBI files, to look at jury reports, Dean's report, the FBI files, and give me a report. He's articulate. He's television. He's one of the towering figures in the ambassadorial world and in the bar. He's most loved. Bobby. And an outsider, this guy is going to take soul water. Rush, I trust. Rush is a friend. He's a total wife on him. Again, he's not tied into
exactly the kind of guy we need. Now, I don't know how, I mean, he is a person who hasn't practiced law for a long time. That's not an immediate drawback, but
he has the lawyer's mind.
Got to get him somebody to help him, like, to test over
David and that project. No, Bob. For Christ's sake, do it. The point that I make is, let the voters get mentioned. They're going to say, now what about Holman? What about Chapin? What about Colson and Red? I'd like to have a report indicating that we've got all those and Red crap in there. I want somebody to say, now look, here are the facts. None of the White House people were involved. There are no other hierarchs. The White House is not involved with a camera. And second, more than that, and then say, Mr. Grady crap.
I, in parsing this out, Dean remains a problem. And let me just read you what I've come to on this. Now, Dean has not involved himself in this matter here now for several months, and properly so. I should not continue to fill in for him, for several reasons, including the impermissible events of my time as a result. You need a full-time special counsel to follow these related problems who can advise you the legal niceties from his experience in constitutional, criminal, and governmental practice on behalf of your table consultant, and so on. I do not recommend that Dean take a leave. That is either in or out. He has involved himself to the extent described above. Either that requires dismissal or it does not. And that choice should be made at once. If he is discharged, the U.S. Attorney Greg Jerry will treat him differently. But I think he's got to fight the bullet on Dean one way or the other. Pretty quick.
All right, what does that mean? That killed him.
Dean's death basically said that killed him.
And he got off with flea market fringe.
Sure. I'm just giving up.
Yeah.
That's all the goddamn thing ever was.
And he got another term of sentence that was suspended by it.
That's right.
Never served an hour in jail.
Didn't serve in jail.
But not only you see Bob, he's indicted on himself. He's not indicted on the colony. Led to a flea market to a misdemeanor. Gets off with the no sentence and so forth. And Dash defends him and says that, and Lipschitz goes out and the post-print reams of stuff and here's an honorable man and so forth. Now, what are you going to get up to? How in the hell? Who got that story out? And we all need to be okay.
Apparently, that if the two or three papers got wind of it, but the interesting thing is that Dash had made a moral sentence
earlier
that didn't disqualify him. He knew about it. And Dash has a beautiful statement on the front page of the paper, which is, a man wouldn't be as good an investigator if he had,
but there's a lot of luck.
Well, if he had been in trouble a couple, one or two times.
Urban must have looked at that.
I'd like to look at that. He talked about that would have been a good campaign, or if he hadn't had a friend to do one.
What I'm getting at is this. We're just talking here, not with Dean. We're talking about Dean.
how I come out of this. I just brought it to a focus. I think you have to decide up or down on Dean now. What do you think about that?
Oh, let's see. What does Dean say when you tell him that?
He doesn't agree with that.
I know he doesn't agree, but what does he do?
He wants to stay and just disconnect himself from this case. And he says, yes, that's right, make your decision now, but make your decision that I should stay. He needs to decide that, right? I encourage you not to. He's like, he's talking about Rush that relates to this subject. I think our passage for
the
moment.
The only thing that I would, yeah, I agree.
And get back to the mental thing, which really is
like today.
I don't think they're like this morning.
I don't think there's anybody that can talk to Mitchell except somebody that knows his deep.
I think one or two people, and I first myself, I heard about the only goddamn thing, but
you're not sure that I want to know. I want to say Mitchell is what I think. The attorneys for the committee, O'Brien, and I found out this, and I found out that, and I found out that, and the grand jury has told me this, that it is indeed. I just don't know. I just don't, you know what I mean? And talking about my going out is, I agree, I'm not trying to get back. I don't find out, but I'll take this one thing. We've gone in that there's nobody who either can do it except you. And I know how much you do. After this investigation, I go up and I say that you have come in today with this report. These are the cold facts indicating the murder, not indicating that the grand jury is moving quickly. Magruder will be indicted, you may be, out of the circumstances, tied into the evidence. You can't be in a position to have you. Your answer, and say, I am responsible. I did not know, but I assume the responsibility. Nobody in the White House is called, and so forth and so on. We did try to help these defendants ask for Jeff. He probably did not deny that anyway. They probably would not ask that at any other time. But the defendants are entitled to that.
Well, now you're lying. I don't think he can do that.
All right, I wouldn't want to. All right,
maybe.
Well, all right, fine. What would you say to him?
I'd say, let me try to basically take it up, John, and I listened to Magruder, and he's, in my opinion, he's about to blow. And that's the last straw.
And also Hunt is going to testify too. Hunt, do we understand?
We've got to think of this thing from the standpoint of the president. I know you have been right along, and that's the reason you've been connecting the zone that you have.
Right.
It's now time, I think, to rethink what best serves the president. And also what best serves you,
right,
in the ultimate outcome of this thing.
Right.
And we have to recognize that you are not going to escape it. No way. And the far better that you should be prosecuted on information from the U.S. attorney based on your conversation with the U.S. attorney than on an indictment by a grand jury of 15 blacks and 3 whites after this kind of investigation
where right at the door of the White House they're trying to protect you.
If the grand jury goes this way, you've been dragged in by the heels. If you go down first thing Monday morning or yesterday afternoon and talk to the U.S. attorney and say, okay, I want to make a statement, then two things happen. One, you get credit for coming forward. Two, you serve the president. And I'm here to be happy with President Buck. And three, he got his name by the effort that he was accepted in the office, yeah, from Earl Silver's third Washington jail. And I'm here at the president's request to ask you to do that.
Yeah.
He has reviewed the facts now, right? He has no alternative, John, but to send me here and ask you to do this.
Well, if you want to hear it personally, he pick up the phone. Come down and see him.
now is going over. He may say, I've got to talk to the president before I do this, and then I'm going to have to do it.
Well, let me say this. I've run through my mind the thought. Believe me, the idea of Rogers is human, John. But I don't think it's potentially good. I was hoping to get in there. But I know Rogers in the back of my head. And Rogers does not fight real mean tough problems. And will not show it.
Hey, well, then Rogers' initial small overrunning into one day. Yeah. You're out of your fucking problem. You know what I mean? He knows the kids over the White House there is where I really don't need him.
What do you do what I do? What about them? Well, he rolled his eyes and Rogers wouldn't know one way or the other. You see, John, somebody has to talk to him who knows the facts. That's the point.
And if there's any reason, and in your scenario, it's three words. If you say, I listen to you, well, I'm sorry, I can't say the part that way. Or if
I know what Magruder's going to do.
I guess
we have learned from. I have learned that Magruder is going to testify.
I can say, well, I can start out by saying, look, I can't vote for any of this first thing. A tremendous amount of what I know is secondhand, like my conversation with Paul O'Brien. But I have every reason to think that Magruder is in the frame of mind right now.
I have reason to think that he's already talked.
You know, Rock Black goes to the general community and that's
They will give the lightning rudder and use the pickle. And you might have to push through the pickle for it.
Right.